We'll turn in your New Testaments to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We use that text by way of invitation this evening. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Most of you are aware of the fact that I like the text of Galatians chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul indicated his concern to the churches of Galatia that after he had left, that others would come in and had come in preaching another gospel. When he refers to that gospel, that other gospel, he says it's not another gospel, but a perversion of the gospel. And they had changed it. And in their Judaizing ways, they had, because they had changed it, invalidated it. It was no longer good news. It was no longer able to save. And it seems that that the Apostle Paul was very comfortable with that concept. And it was something that he related a number of times. Another passage where he does that same thing is in verses 3 and 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, when he said, "I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds," he's writing to the Corinthians, "your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." And so he was afraid that individuals would come in and that they would proclaim something that is different. And again, because it is different, it invalidates it. It no longer has the power to save. His fear was when they heard it, they might put up with it. And so you see a very similar sentiment as expressed in Galatians 1. "I marvel that you're turning away so soon from the gospel of Christ to another gospel, which is not a gospel but a perversion of it." And so we see the basic concept is there. It is dangerous to put up with and to heed preaching and teaching that is not true to the Word. It may be that it differentiates in this area. He talks about preaching another Jesus. There were some in the first century that were coming along and they were denying the humanity of Jesus. They say flesh is evil. Jesus couldn't have come in the flesh. He couldn't have come as a man. Maybe he appeared to be a man, but he wasn't really a man. So they were preaching another Jesus. And John indicated that that individuals who do not abide in the doctrine of Christ, and in that context of 2 John 9, he was specifically alluding to that specific error, that he is not to be received into your house and read it, for he who does so participates or has fellowship in his evil deeds. So it's important that we recognize that the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is a recognition of the truths that we affirm, that he died on the cross at Calvary, shed his blood as the Savior of mankind, after 3 days in the grave was resurrected and ascended into heaven, that as that perfect sacrifice as the Son of God on earth came to this earth to die for us, that we must accept that and heed that and proclaim that to others. But there are ways to distort that and change that. Careful that we not allow it to happen, because the gospel is the power of God to salvation. And so as we offer an invitation this evening, we want to affirm what the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1 and verses 15 and 16. "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." It is as a result of that, in the 15th verse, he said, "As much as is in me, I am ready to preach it." And that is him that we proclaim and preach to you this evening. So if there is anyone who is here who needs to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, we offer that opportunity for you this evening to repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If we can help or assist you in any way to answer an invitation call this evening, we offer it to you now and ask that you come. Together we stand, while we sing.